You could use a flare for a mechitza.
Yeah.
But according to this Tratachar, you can't use a balachai, an animal, for a mechitza. That's not called a mechitza. Mechitza has to be something you made, or else it does, it's not standing up, duch ruach. But if it's there, ruach, that's not called a mechitza. Mechitza means it's a good separation. And not if it's there with wind, if you take away the wind, it'll die or plots, that's no good. Omama, before we learn, Mishur Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omru, they said over the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that af ein kaisven olav gitinoshim. You can't ride a get isha, a get, you can't ride on an animal. But the more my time, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi Aglili? What's wrong? It's my time of the Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's wrong? Who are you riding a get on an animal? It's a good parchment. What's wrong? And the Gemara, the Tanya, we don't like this. The Pasuk says, safer. It says, write a safer krisis. Write a get. Is only yellow safer? You mean mamish maybe a safer as a trashy cloth? Maybe you have to use parchment for a get. I mean, now in the rabbis called over, how do I know you could use any type of material, even paper? You don't have to use parchment, even paper is good. Talmud loim of a kosav lo mikol mokum. Any way of writing to the get, that's good. In Cain, if so, not Talmud loim is safer. Why does the Pasuk say the cost of law safer creases? Why does it say the word safer, which is mashma only a cloth, only parchment? Loim lost to teach us. Mas safer, just like parchment. Dover shein beruachayim, right now it's not alive. It has no life to it. V'yein le'oichel, you can't eat it. Is af kol dover shein beruachayim. Who did anything to write a get on has to be, it doesn't have life. That's why you can't write it on the back of an animal. It can't be something edible. You can't write a get on food. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. For Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan Shita? They hold, yes, you could use a get. You could write a get even on an animal. They say like this, Ikos is Bas Sefer. Everyone would have said Bas Sefer could amr it. Then you have a good diyuk. Bas Sefer means the get can only be written on something like a Sefer. It has to be not a Balchai, not food. Habahashta, the Chsiv Sefer, now the third just says the cost of law, Sefer Krisis. Doesn't say the cost of law, Bas Sefer, in a Sefer. But just says, cost of law, safer creases, we say, know what the word safer means. L'sviras dvarim ba'amud yosam. It just means to say, inside the get, you have to write out exactly what you're doing. You have to say, with this piece of paper, I want to give you a get, I want to get rid of you, that you should be mutter to anybody else. That's all the term means. The term doesn't mean to say, safer means the way, it has to, on what it has to be written. There's no halacha on what it has to be written. It can be written on anything, even on the back of an animal. The Torah Sefer just means what has to be written inside, Sfira Svarim, speak out exactly what's going on. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, that's Chov Dawud on the base, hold on. Yeah, stop on the top again.
I'm Amar, Mishum Ariyesi Aglili Omru, Afen Koisfin Olav Gitenoshim. You're not allowed to ride a get to your wife on top of an animal. That's what we're talking about. Certain things you can't do with an animal. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you can't ride a get on the back of an animal and give it to your wife. My time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglili? What's wrong with it? The time you will learn. The Pasuk says, like the cost of law, safer. You have to write the safer. So what is it? It's talking about Gershon giving a get. It says a lotion of a safer. So the Gemara ainly yell a safer. Maybe you really have to use a safer, which means a cloth, a piece of parchment. Maybe you can only write a get on a piece of parchment. Minayim the rabbi is called over. How do we know you can write a get on anything? A piece of paper, a piece of cardboard, anything? Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says, the kosav lo safer creases. The kosav lo write to her, mashma mikol mokum. Any way you write to her, it's okay, even on paper. If so, Fred Gemarim Cain, if so, not Talmud Leim is safer. Why does the Pasuk say then, the kosav lo safer? Like safer is mashma, you have to write it on parchment. The Gemara says, Loi Melechot, teach us like this. Ma Sefer, just like a real Sefer, written on parchment, is Dover Shein by Ruachayim. It's something that's not alive. The skin itself, now the parchment, is not alive. V'yeinu Oichel, and it's not something you can eat. That's what it has to be. Is Af Kol Dover Shein by Ruachayim V'yeinu Oichel. True, you could write a get on anything. It doesn't have to be a piece of parchment. It could be a piece of paper. That's the cloud, the cost of law. But it has to be doing this something like a sefer, at least in these two ways. That it has to not be an animal, it can't be alive, and it can't be food. So that's the pshan of Yosef Lili. That's what the Torah says, the cost of law sefer, the cost of law means anything, but sefer comes to teach us it can't be food or it can't be a balchai, an animal. For the more of Rabbonin, what's the svar on the Rabbonin? Why do they say, yes, you're allowed to write a get even on the back of an animal. So Rabbi would say like this, he costs of a bas sefer, if the Torah would have said loshim with a beis, the cost of lo bas sefer krisis, then to the comrade, then you're right. That bas sefer means write the get in something like a sefer, which would mean like a piece of parchment. And even if you want to say the cost of law is marba, it's only marba but something like a sefer that's not an animal. Or bahash to the cost of sefer, now that the Torah says the word stam sefer, without a base, it doesn't say the cost of bas sefer. It just says cost of sefer. So you know what the word sefer means? It doesn't mean a piece of parchment at all. It just means lesviras dvorim balma hudiyosa. To come to teach us, what do you have to write inside the get? Inside the get, you have to write a sviras, telling over the story what's going on. Like you have to write out in the get what the get is all about. That's the lashon of the cost of the sefer. The cost of law sefer krisis means sviras dvorim, saying over words about what's going on. And Rashi says, El divrei haget kori sefer sviras dvorim krisis dvorim she yukursim afridim inayim. Write out exactly what you're doing. You're doing it to separate you and your wife. So that's what you have to write inside the get, a sefer about krisis, but not that what it has to be written on. So therefore, the Rabbanon doesn't darshan the word sefer. So he only says the word v'kosav law, so you can write it on anything. But now the Gemara asks, though, for Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon Shita, hi v'kosav my darshi bay. He said, why does the Torah have to say lashon of a kosav, an extra v'kosav? In other words, Shita could write the get on anything. Like, why would I think not? Bishleim, according to Yesi Aglili, the Torah says sefer. So sefer, I would think it means only a piece of parchment. Kamash v'lon v'kosav law, no anything. Why does it say the word sefer for? It has to be at least not a bal chay, not food. But according to the Rabbonin, that the word sefer just means you have to write about what's going on in the get. So then why does the Torah have to say an extra word because of law? Like Shita, you could write a get. What else can you do? So why does the Torah say because of law? So my answer is like this. Humi boile v'ksiba miskareshes v'yena miskareshes v'kesef. It's come to teach us another halacha. And the halacha is by a get. How can you give your wife a get? Only if it's written on a piece of paper, written a get. Mashenka, not with money. You can't give your wife money to make gershin. Really, I would have thought, hoyel v'yiskash yitziya lehavaya. The pasuk is makish yitziya, that's gershin, lavaya to kedushin. The same pasuk talks about kedushin, and it talks about gittin, about giving a get. So I would have thought, ma havaya, just like when you make kedushin, is the kesef, you could be mekadesh your wife with giving her money. Is I would think also after you'd see her bekesev, maybe when you want to get rid of your wife, give her a get. Also, you could give her money. That could be in the place of a get. Kamash malon. That's why the pasuk has an extra time now. The kosav law. You have to write to her. You can't give her money. You badavka have to write to her. Re'enach nami on what? There's no restrictions. According to Rabban, you can write to get on anything, even on the back of an animal, even on a noichel, even on food. Also, you can write to get. Rashi says the enim is kareshes bekesev. The litain law kesef l'shem gerushin for loymer and tella harayat megereshes boy kederach shenosan the kedushin v'yom harayat megereshesli. Just like by kedushin we give her money, you give her a ring, harayat megereshesli. Maybe the same thing by gerushin. And really, I would say like that because v'iska shesil avayim v'yotza mi beisoy. She leaves your house for hol chavahoy sali shachar and she gets married to somebody else. So in the same passage, it talks about Yitzia, going out, and Vahoysa, she becomes married to somebody else. So I would think, Mahavaya, Kishimasava Atzmal Ish, Efshe Bekesef, we learn on Gemara Kedushin, if I'm Kicha Kicha Mestay Ephraim, maybe here also, that's what the Torah says an extra time, because I have law, no, only with a Ksiva, with a Get, you could make Gershon and not with money. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yaisi Aglili, Hai Svar Mimulei, he needs the word because of law to teach us, that you don't have to use a piece of parchment. You can use even paper. So how does he know only with writing and not with money? So he answers, Mi sefer krisis nafgalei. In other words, it says next time, sefer krisis. So he darshan, sefer kursa, only a sefer, only something written could make the gershin. V'yein dovaraka kursa. Nothing else could chop off, could make kuris, could separate you and your wife. Now since the Torah says the word krisis, near the word sefer, it says, because of law, sefer krisis, why does it say the word krisis next to sefer? To teach us only with the sefer can you be curious, can you make a get, and not with money. For the Marvi Iduch, what do the Rabbanim do with this? Why don't they also learn out from here? And then at the Kasha, why does the Torah say because of law? So most of the idos the rabbonin who me boy lay know this pasuk of me say the creases on each for something else. That we learn out ledover hakuris beino leveino. You know what a get has to be? A get has to be you separate yourself now from you and your wife, and you have nothing to do with her. It has to be a dover hakuris. You're chopped off. You're separated. Kedatanya, like this. Let's say somebody gives his wife a get, and he makes a tanai, he makes a condition, and he says, Hareze gitcha, I'm giving you a get, a kosher get, but almanas, on the condition, shletish the yain, you should not drink wine anymore. Or else, for almanas, shletech lebeis avicha, liyelam. Almanas said, you can never go visit your father's house. I'm giving you a get now, but the get is only chal if you never drink wine, or you never go to your father's house. Anytime you go to your father's house, the get will not be chal. So Gemara says, Allah is ain't zakrisis. Even if she never goes to her father, never drinks wine, the get is not chal. Because that's not called krisis. Because the rest of her life, she still has ties to her husband. She still is not allowed to drink wine, or she can't go to her father's house. You know why? Because of the get. So that's not called krisis. Krisis means you have to be separated in the gamri. She doesn't have to have any ties up with you anymore. Mashenken kol shloshim yayim. Let's say that tonight the condition was only for 30 days. The husband says, here's the get. On a condition that you don't drink wine for the next 30 days. That's okay. Here is the krisis. That's called krisis. Because after 30 days, you're not going to have any more ties with him. That's enough. Even though for 30 days you have to worry not to drink wine, but she's allowed to get married to somebody else right now. Right now the get is chal. Right now it's called krisis. It's only a concern if you have ties with him the rest of your life. But it's only for a zaman, for 30 days like, then even right now the get is chal. That's why the pasuk says, because of the sefer krisus, you have to be chorus chopped off from your husband. You can't make tenoyim that she has to listen to you, loylem. Kadimar v'iduch, like what does Rabbi Yosef Glili do with this? Mi chorus krisus nafka. The Torah said the word chorus. It says, because of the sefer chorus. Why does it say loshin? Because of the sefer krisus, a double loshin like. So Rabbi Yosef Glili learns out two things. Mi chorus krisus nafka. One, this last drosha. And also, that only with a get and not with money. The Idach, what are the Rabbanim? They learn out with two different things. For money, they learn out the cost of law. Only ksiva, not money. And for krisus, they learn out from the word koras. Krisus. So why don't they learn out two things from the word krisus? The Torah says, krisus le'darshi. The Rabbanim know that's urche de milsa. You don't make a drosham from koras and krisus. Even though the Torah could have said the word the cost of law, say for koras, but when it says krisus, that's also a normal way of learning. So I don't learn out any chidushim from this, only one chidush. So Rabbanan say it means you can't make a tanai liyolim with her. How do you know not with money? That's the Rabbanan say from the word v'kosav lo. So everything's good according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yosi, you need an extra pasuk. He talks learns out two things from the word krisus. Yeah. Mishnah says, Oy says sukosoi bein hoilonis. Somebody makes a sukkah in between trees. In other words, the vohelon is the finest law, and you want to use the trees to be your walls, is kshera. Hey, if you have a nice, even though you put the schach on top of the trees, still is kosher. Trashi ben alonis borits. For loisom chaleim, avol hein daf neser. In other words, you have a frame that the schach is going to be held up by, a kosher frame, a wooden frame. You're only using the trees just to be the walls, to be the defanis. So now the Mishnah says kshera. You're allowed to use the wall of a tree to be your daif and your wall for your sukkah. Omer Rav Acher Rav Yaakov, kol mechitza sheini yecholo lamoid, baruach mitzuya, ene mechitza. Ene mechitza that can't stand up by normal wind. If normal wind comes, will blow it down, or lav daf can really blow it down. It just means to blow it back and forth. That's not called a good mechitza. Rashi says, sheini yecholo lamoid baruach mitzuya. Sharuach malicha nevia. Not that it'll throw down, it'll just make the wind, the mechitza shake. If the wind is going to make the wall shake, that's not called a good mechitza. That's a little bit of the problem when people make the canvas sukkahs, they use canvas for the walls, they have to make sure to tie it down nicely. They're usually supposed to tie it down at the bottom also. Because if you don't tie it down sometimes, the wind could come and blow the wall back and forth, that's no good. It has to be tied down pretty tight that the wind can't shake it. So that's Rav Acher Rav Yaakov Zalocha. Now the Gemara asked the kasha from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hoy says sukkos lebein elonis, if somebody makes a sukkah in between the trees, voy elonis, the finest law, and the walls are the trees, is ksheira. It's kosher. For the Gemara of Orkos over Yossi, like who says we're talking about a strong tree? Maybe we're talking about a light tree, a small tree, that shakes back and forth. So how could you use these trees for walls? The chur of the wind shakes the tree.
Now the Gemara, Hakom Askin and Bekoshin. No, we're talking about hard trees, not young, soft trees. Trashi Yilon Nois Tekein of Yovim. Talking about old trees, thick trees, a lot of a thick tree. So a thick tree does not get you, the wind doesn't shake it. Fred Gemara Vuika Noifoi. But you have the branches, and sometimes you're using the branches for the wool. And the Gemara, the Ovid law, the Ovid lay, Pahutsi Vidafne, Enechanami. If you're using the branches, the leaves, you have to like weave them in with straw to make sure they can't move. In other words, you have to take care to make sure it's a little bit strong. And Rashi says, Eka Noifoi, Sherlocho Bo, Pom Shafa Noifoi Nadaifin. You use the branches, and sometimes the branches shake, and it's part of the wool. The Terrence says, no, the Ovid lay, Oirig Hanoif. You have to weave the branches, Kemin Mechitza, make it like a Mechitza. In other words, weave the branches one with the other. Shelo Yinanenu Haruach. Here, Klo Rashi says, in order that the wind should not shake it. Like, it doesn't have to be the wind could blow it down. You don't need so far to pass it. It's enough just that the wind makes it shake. That's a Pasla Mechitza. So here we're talking about that the twig, the branches, you wove one with the other, so now they don't shake. For the Mori Hochi, that's the case of our Mishnah, Maila Mehimra. So then what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, like Chita? You have the schach and a good frame. You're only using the trees for the walls, so why not? The walls can be made from anything. And if the Gemara Ma, the time I would have thought, Nigzar, Duma, Osteliesh, Tamusha, Bilon, let's make a Gzera, maybe you come to use the tree. Kamash Vlon, we're not afraid. And the locker is, you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tif, and who are they? You're not allowed to be Mishtamish. The Moshe, you're not allowed to hang your coat or your hat on top of a tree. So I would think here on Sukkis, maybe on Yom Tif, you'll come to hang your coat on the tree. And that's Osir. Kamash Vlon, we don't make this Gzera. Rashi says, Lishtamusha Bilon, Laniach Olav Kalev. And let's be afraid, maybe you'll forget and you'll put your kelim, your hat, your coat, you'll hang it on the tree. Kamashman, we don't make the gzera. But that's the loch, it's also to hang things on the tree. Or if you have things hanging on the tree, you're not allowed to take it off the tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Toshima, come on, let's bring our rayas or kashes on Rav Acha ben Yaakov's halacha. That he said, a mechitza can't shake. Toshima, hoyo shom ilon, if you have a tree, or gedder else a wall, or mechitza sakanim, like bamboo sticks for the mechitza, is nigam mishum diumid. We had this gemara in Ervin, that by the diumid, that means by a bore, that you want to fetch up the water on Shabbos, you're allowed to make easy mechitza on the four corners. You make like L shapes. Each corner you put like a mechitza, an amma by an amma, like an L shape on all four corners, even though in between is up to 10 ammas, still it's kosher. Now you're allowed to use these type of mechitzas for the diumid. For the L shape at the four corners, you're allowed to use these types, a geder or a mechitza sakanim. And so the mechitza sakanim could also shake. That's Gemara's kasha. Or else Elon, use a tree could shake. And the Gemara, no, hosam nami mishum diyavad lebutza v'dafna. There also, whenever it says to use a tree, even though sometimes you use the branches, we're talking about a case that the branches will not shake. That you wove the branches one with the other, they're not going to shake. That's why it could be a good mechitza there. Toshima, Elon hamesa chalorot. You have a nice big tree, say a palm tree, that's very wide, and the leaves like fold over like an umbrella. And the leaves, branches come down to the floor. So the tree looks like a nice umbrella that the branches branch off and come down to the ground. So the question now is, in underneath the umbrella, underneath the tree, are you allowed to carry there? Is it called the Rishus HaYochanan on Shabbos? You want to carry more than Dal Damis. So the Shalom is Poshet, you have Mechitzis. The leaves of the trees are coming down all around you, so those are good mechitzas. So the din is, if the branches, when they come down, they're not higher than three tefachim off the ground, in other words, you could say, love it. You're allowed to carry underneath this tree. It's called a good mechitza. In other words, the branches off a big palm tree, like an umbrella, and the branches come down that they're less than three tefachim off the ground, so you say loved, it's like attached to the ground. So if you're inside a tree all around you, you have mechitzas all around you, like a circle of mechitzas. So you're allowed to carry. For the Gemara Amai, ha'ka'ozul v'yosi. Here also, the sum of the leaves, the branches, when the wind comes, it'll blow them, they'll shake. So why is it called a good mechitza? And the Gemara here also, now, ha'sam nami di'avad le'butzav dafna. Again, I'll tell you, talking about that you wove the branches together, that they're not going to shake. Fred Gemari Hochi, if so, Netalta Bekuloi, if so, that you made mamish good mechitza to this tree, you mamish wove the branches, so l'chura, no matter how wide the tree is, it should be called a good Rishus HaYochid, and you should be allowed to carry inside there. Aloma, how come, Omer Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua, how come Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua said like this,
a metaltlin boy ella beis asayim. You should know you're only allowed to carry